This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Class 2A Softball Regional Championship action from Hillsboro. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar with you from Hillsboro, and we have the privilege of bringing this 2A championship game for you today. It is a matchup of the three-seeded Gillespie Miners and the two-seeded Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hillsboro comes into today's game with a record of 20-3. Gillespie, not really any worse. They're 23-4, so a lot of wins between these two teams this year, Carl.
A lot of wins, David. So one thing we're looking at, whoever wins this ball game is going to be a great representative going just down the road here on 16 to Gillespie for the sectional.
That's right, and the winner of this game will play the winner of Williamsville and Pleasant Plains. I don't believe that game has been rescheduled. It's scheduled
hadn't
for
heard
today.
It this morning, at least, yet.
Right, so again, winner of Hillsboro and Gillespie takes on the winner of Williamsville and Pleasant Plains in the Gillespie sectional. That game will be played Tuesday at 4:30. As of right now, let's take a look at your starting lineups for each team. First, for the visiting Gillespie Miners, they're the visitors today because of the being the underseeded team. Leading off will be shortstop Riley Jarman. She's followed by right fielder Michaela Hayes. Batting third is catcher Mackenzie Casarda. Batting fourth is the center fielder Allie Clay. Batting fifth is the pitcher Sydney Hendricks. Batting sixth is the third baseman Lexi Bussman. Batting seventh is the first baseman Sydney Byers. Batting eighth is the left fielder Keaton Link. And batting ninth is the second baseman Hannah Barrett. So again, for Gillespie, it is Riley Jarman, Hayes, Casarda, Clay, Hendricks, Bussman, Byers, Link, and Barrett. Defensively for Hillsboro, the starting pitcher is Kai Hanner. She comes in today's game with a record of 11-3. Her battery mate is Alexis Wolf behind the plate. At first base is Sid Herbstreith. Second baseman is Sheridan Lyerla. Shortstop is Shelby Hooley. Third baseman is Haley Major. In left field for Hillsboro is Riley Hemkin. The center fielder is Chloe Beck. And the right fielder is Hannah Compton. So again, Hanner on the mound for Hillsboro. Wolf behind the plate. First baseman is Herbstreith, second base is Lyerla, shortstop is Hooley, third base is Major, and left to right in the outfield, Hemkin, Beck, and Compton. We are underway from this 2A regional championship game, and the first pitch from Hanner is strike one called to Riley Jarman. This was a matchup you and I, Carl, saw earlier this season, the regular season, as there's a foul ball straight back, and Jarman is in the hole, 0-2. Same pitching matchup, Kai Hanner against Sydney Hendricks, and Hillsboro were the victors in that one, a final score of 9-1. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Riley Jarman, outside for ball one.
Of course, Kai Hanner, she has all the tools. He's got the powerful pitch, the sinker, the riser, and a great changeup.
Yes, she does. So the 1-2 pitch is fouled off of Jarman's ankles, so we'll do it again. Beautiful day.
I was going to say, in two of the ball games, her first inning is the scary one. Yeah. In one game, she throws a no-hitter, but she hit two batters. And after that, she struck out virtually every batter.
1-2 pitch inside, missed for ball two. Evens up the count, 2-2. Effectively wild, you could say.
Yeah, sometimes at the beginning.
It is a beautiful day here at Hillsboro at the sports complex. I think it's around 70-something degrees. And ground ball off of Hanner's glove to shortstop. Hooley can't handle it cleanly. And that's going to be an infield hit because I don't know that Hooley would have got her at first. Do you think she would have?
I think she probably would have.
Okay, well,
that's kind of a...
we'll give her an error. So an error on the shortstop for this to start the game. You're going to be my official scorer, Carl, as there's a bunt attempt that is shown for strike one to Michaela Hayes. So the Miners have a runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the first inning. And Michaela Hayes batting again in right field for the Miners as she bunts that one as it bunted right back off of her foot. And now Hayes, much like Jarman was, in the hole, 0-2. Our umpires today, Travis Pate and Greg Chappell, as Hayes does pull the bunt attempt back in time, and it's 1-2 now. Again, Kai Hanner, a record of 11-3 for the Miners this year. Hillsboro, 20-3 on the season. As there's a pitch that's high, goes all the way to the backstop, so Jarman is going to reach second base on the wild pitch. Meanwhile, the count is even, 2-2. Fantastic turnout here. There's no seating room on the bleachers, and plenty of people brought their lawn chairs. Some are standing. It's great atmosphere as the ball is fouled back. And you can hear the fans and the players and the dugouts are into this game. Gillespie is led by head coach Michelle Smith. Hillsboro by head coach Brett Teakin. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Michaela Hayes. Right down the middle, called strike three for the first out of the game.
And we'll probably see quite a few of those strikeouts by both pitchers today.
So now that brings up Mackenzie Casarda, who is catching for the Miners today. She bats with a runner on second and one down. First pitch she sees is lined into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Compton has it. They're waving the runner home, and there's going to be no play at the plate. Gillespie on the board first to start this ball game, courtesy of the RBI single from Mackenzie Casarda.
The ball was hit pretty deep to the outfielder. You know, it's not really easy to score from second base. She kind of had to play it off to the side, David, and I don't think she got a real good throw in, and they couldn't hit the cutoff man.
No, she couldn't. So Gillespie an early 1-0 lead as Allie Clay sees strike one here. So already a better start offensively for the Miners in this game than they had the last time they faced Hillsboro. A 1-0 lead right now. Swing and a miss by Clay, and she's in the hole 0-2. Again, Jarman led off the game, reaching on an error by the shortstop. She came around to score on the RBI single by Casarda just a moment ago. Hayes struck out looking in between. And now Allie Clay sees a pitch high for ball one. She's behind the count, though, 1-2. Waiting on deck for the Miners is the pitcher, Sydney Hendricks. There's a pitch in the dirt. Good block by Wolf. The runner's going. Good throw, but just a bit late as Casarda slid by right past the swipe tag, and she steals second base, on the wild pitch. So 2-2 the count on Allie Clay, and she pops this one straight back and out of play. Hillsboro defeated Carlinville in the regional semifinals by a score of 3-2. Gillespie, the East Alton Wood River, 10-0. Oh, good breaking, off-speed pitch, and the throw goes into right field. The run's going to score. As Hanner had the strikeout, but the throw by the catcher, Wolf, goes into right field. And Clay is standing on second base. Two unearned runs home here. Right. In this first inning.
Like I say, if you're going to get the Kai Hanner early or late when she's tired, but first inning, she has had some bugaboos.
Yeah. So a foul ball off the bat of Sydney Hendricks makes it 0-1, but Hendricks already a lead here for Gillespie as she steps to the plate in the top of the first inning, leading the toppers 2-0. And again, both those runs unearned. There's a pitch that is low, just missed the zone for ball one. Miners looking for more runs. There's a runner on second base, only one down here in the top of the first inning. The 1-1 pitch is a ground ball foul down the third base line. It's 1-2.
In the Carlinville game earlier in the regional, that was an 8-inning as the Lady Cavaliers came back, tied it up late, and then the topper scored the winning run with a base hit down the line.
1-2 pitch to Hendricks as she pops the glove is high. It's 2-2 now. Hanner has her sign and the 2-2 pitch on the way, foul back, and we'll do it again. Breeze has died down here a little bit as we play. This is our first broadcast of three from Regional Championship Saturday here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The 2-2 pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop off of her glove, and the runner's going to reach first base on the error by Shelby Hooley. The second error of the inning by the Hillsboro shortstop. And Clay moves over to third base meanwhile. It took a little bit of a hard hop there late, but Still a ball that should have been fielded. It's 74 degrees here, Carl. Beautiful 74 degrees.
Yes, indeed. Sun is shining for now.
So the Miners continue to threaten here in the top of the first inning. They have runners on first and third. Only one out, already two runs home. A courtesy runner over at first base for the Miners. That's Shelby Taylor running for Hendricks. The two runs scored by Gillespie, both unearned runs. And both runners are on base courtesy of errors. So if they score, they will also be unearned runs as the runner is stealing, and they're breaking for home now. Double steal. Good throw, and got her at home. What a play. What a play by the second baseman, Sheridan Lyerla, as she catches Allie Clay stealing on the attempt.
That might be a little momentum boost that the toppers here need.
Indeed, it could be. Shelby Taylor reaches second base on the steal, the double steal attempt. But that, our Diamonds and Dogs Play of the Game nomination thus far, because I don't want to give the play of the game to an error. So right now, heads-up play by Sheridan Lyerla, our Diamonds and Dogs Play of the Game. Swing and a miss by Bussman. The count is even, 1-1. Bussman looks at a pitch high for ball two. Again, this is our first broadcast of three today. We've also got regional baseball, regional championship baseball for you. Hillsborough will be taking on Gillespie, that broadcast at 2 o'clock. And there's a pitch low for ball three, 3-1 the count to Lexi Bussman. Tim Mize has the call for, I read that wrong. Hillsborough Staunton baseball, regional baseball. Tim Mize has the call for you. As there's ball four high to Lexi Bussman, and the Miners continue to threaten with two outs and runners on first and second. And Sydney Byers steps to the plate for Gillespie. After Hillsborough and Staunton baseball, Gary Boker will have the call for 1A regional baseball. It's Nokomis and Mount Olive from the Pawnee Class 1A regional championship. There's a pitch that's high for ball one to Sydney Byers. We welcome all of those listening, all of you listening online, at WSMIRadio.com. The 1-0 pitch on the way to the Gillespie first baseman, right down the middle for a called strike one. Bussman is on first base for the Miners. Taylor, who is running for Hendricks, is on second. Pitch on the inside corner called strike two, and Byers is down in the count, 1-2. Hanner has her sign, and the pitch is a line drive into right field, base hit. Oh, Hannah Compton gets by her, and that's going to be another run scored, at least one. They're waving in a second. Do we have a play at the plate? No, we don't. Two runs score on the RBI single by Lexi Bussman, or excuse me, Sydney Byers.
And another error on the toppers as that ball just scoots right by her and goes pretty much through the fence.
So two runs score. We'll give one of those an RBI, and these other scores on the error. And it's a single by Byers as he reaches second base on the error. And now a swing and a miss by Keaton Link. And it's 0-1. None of the four runs, though, are earned in this first inning. There's a pop-up straight back and out of play. 0-2 the count now. So many errors in this first inning. Only two base hits. Oh, good off-speed pitch for strike three, the second strikeout of the inning. But some damage is done after a half an inning of play. It's Gillespie 4, Hillsborough coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI. We'll be right back after these messages. As the Hillsborough Hilltoppers come to bat in the bottom of the first inning, they face a 4-0 deficit after Gillespie scores four unearned runs. Leading off for the Toppers in the first inning will be the third baseman Haley Major. She's followed by Sheridan Lyerla, who's at second base, and then the pitcher, Kai Hanner, batting third. If anyone reaches, it'll be Chloe Beck as Major swings and misses at strike one. Batting fifth today for the Toppers is Shelby Hooley. She's at short. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Sid Herbstreit. Batting second is Riley Hempkin, who's in left field, and Major fouls this one off to the right side and out of play. She's down in the count, 0-2. Batting eighth for Hillsborough is the catcher, Alexis Wolf. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Faith Holtz, who is hitting for right fielder Hannah Compton. 0-2 the count on Haley Major, and she pops this one straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. Again, defensively for the Toppers, for the Miners, Sydney Henricks is on the mound. Her battery mate is Mackenzie Casarda. First baseman is Sydney Byers. Second baseman is Hannah Barrett. Shortstop is Riley Jarman. Third baseman, Lexi Bussman. Swing and a miss by Major for the first strikeout of the game for Henricks. And Hillsborough has a quick out number one. In the outfield for Gillespie, left fielder is Keaton Link. Center fielder is Allie Clay. And right fielder is Michaela Hayes. Sheridan Lyerla coming to bat for the Toppers. She sees a strike that catches the inside corner, 0-1 the count. Hillsborough can't try to get all those runs back right away. They just need to chip away. So the 0-1 pitch on the way to Lyerla. It's high for ball one. Again, Gillespie defeated East Alton Wood River in the regional semifinal to get to this championship game. That final score was 10-0. The 1-1 pitch to Sheridan Lyerla. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Third base coach Brett Teakin encouraging his batter. Kai Hanner waits on deck for the Toppers. The 1-2 pitch to Lyerla is weakly hit to the first baseman Byers. She has it and steps on the bag for the second out of the inning. And with two outs, that brings up the pitcher, Kai Hanner. Henricks looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Gillespie leads here in the bottom of the first inning as Hillsborough bats. Our score, 4-0. Kai Hanner, the batter for the Toppers. The first pitch is high, good take. Four ball one. Hanner batting from the right-hand side for the Toppers. The 1-0 pitch is high for ball two. And you'll notice Hanner, when stepping up to the plate each time, steps over the batter's box and then takes a step back into the batter's box, maybe playing a little bit with the pitcher. The 2-0 pitch, ground ball down the right field line, foul. It's 2-1. She did that last time.
One of those habits ball players get into.
The only explanation I can come up with is it is maybe a mind game, maybe throwing off the zone a little bit for the opposing pitcher. The 2-1 pitch on the way as Sydney Henricks prepares herself. And it's fouled off the catcher's mask, and it's 2-2 now.
And that was a change-up. If anything, I've seen that get Kai before. And of course, she's a power hitter, so they're more susceptible to those off-speed pitches.
Indeed they are. Both of these teams have orange jerseys today. Hillsborough a darker orange. Hillsborough also in the black pants. Gillespie in the white. Good take there by Hanner, and it's 3-2 now. Sydney Henricks steps to the mound. She has her sign and the 3-2 pitch on the way to Kai Hanner. It's in the dirt for ball four. So the Toppers have their first base runner of the game. A two-out walk to Hanner. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Chloe Beck, who is in center field today. One difference between this game and the last time these two teams faced, Katie Shockey was in center field for the Toppers. She is out for the rest of the season, as Beck sees a pitch right down the middle for strike one.
Yeah, very tough loss. Outstanding hitter and solid
defender,
center fielder.
The 0-1 pitch on the way to Beck. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Shockey recovering from injuries she sustained in a vehicle accident. The 0-2 pitch. Right down the middle, called strike three. So two strikeouts in the inning for Sidney Hendricks, and Hillsboro strands a runner. We go to the top of the second. It's Gillespie 4, Hillsboro nothing. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. To the top of the second inning we go. Gillespie leads 4-0 over Hillsboro in this Class 2A Regional Softball Championship game. And leading off for the Miners is ninth place hitter Hannah Barrett. Then back to the order in Riley Jarman. Back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman and Michaela Hayes. If anybody reaches, Mackenzie Casarda. And Barrett sees a strike right down the middle from Kai Henner, who had three strikeouts. She struck out the side in the first inning, but one of those reached on an error.
Now you look at those numbers, three strikeouts, one walk.
High fly ball off to the right-hand side and out of play, and Barrett is down in the count, 0-2.
And you think, boy, that was an easy first inning, but you throw in the four errors that the Hilltoppers committed. Really a tough start to the ballgame.
There's a high fly ball off to the right side again, and it's out of play. We'll do it again. I was telling you off the air, Carl, I thought I saw, there's a foul ball, we'll do it again. Thought I saw former Williamsville head softball coach Jane Grebner in the stands. Wasn't entirely sure. The Hall of Famer Grebner.
Doing a little scouting, obviously.
Could be. If it is indeed her, I don't know. It looked an awful lot like her. Swing and a miss, and Barrett down swinging. The fourth strikeout of the game for Kai Hanner. That brings up the top of the order, Riley Jarman, who reached on an error by the shortstop and scored. So Hanner has 4 outs today with 4 strikeouts. And there's a ground ball to the third baseman. Major has it and overthrows the first baseman, Sid Herbstreit. And the runner advances to second. Another error by Jarman. Not by Jarman. Another error by the Hillsboro defense. Jarman reaches on another error. It was going to be close at first base, but I think the throw was going to get her. There's a ball outside to Michaela Hayes. That'll drive you crazy if you're a pitcher. There's another one that's outside, and it's 2-0 on Michaela Hayes. Hayes struck out in the first inning. Miners have a runner on second, one down, and there's a good off-speed pitch, but it's in the dirt, and it's 3-0 to Michaela Hayes. Had the pleasure of watching Jane Grebner's teams a few years, beat some of our area teams.
Sure. Very good tradition up there.
Good tradition. There's ball four, a four-pitch walk allowed to Michaela Hayes.
Now you wonder if Kai isn't a little rattled with all these errors behind her.
It could be.
Going to take a little coaching break.
Yep. Tekin's going to head to the mound, have a conversation with his entire infield, maybe try to calm them all down. We'll reset things. Gillespie has a 4-0 lead as they bat in the top of the second inning. They have runners on first and second, one down, and the catcher, Mackenzie Casarda, stepping to the plate. Kai Hanner does have 4 strikeouts on the day. She has 2 walks, but quite a few errors. I think 5 by my tally so far.
Absolutely,
in this game.
So far, and we're only in the second inning.
No earned runs allowed of the 4 that have scored.
And there was a couple key hits that
there
the
were.
Miners got, those singles to the outfield.
There were. One of those runs that scored late would have been an earned run. However, there were 2 outs, and Hanner should have been out of the inning. So Mackenzie Casarda steps to the plate again with runners on first and second, and one down. Miners looking to add on here in the second inning. The first pitch by Hanner is high for ball one. Casarda got the first hit of the ball game, an RBI single, and came around to score later on. And there's a high pop-up on the infield. The second baseman, Lyrla, is under it. Can't make the catch, and another error on a Hillsboro infielder. Oh, and another run scores on another unearned run. Wow. Just collapsing is this Hillsboro defense. So the Miners. Oh, they called infield fly. Okay.
But you still can run.
That makes sense.
That's what the Miners.
That's true.
Eliminate one error, but it was still a bad play.
Another high fly ball. Good catch there by the left fielder Himken at the fence for the third out of the inning. But another run scores. It's an unearned run. And it's 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from the Hillsboro Sports Complex. We're in the bottom of the second inning. And Hillsboro batting, trailing Gillespie 5-0 with 5 unearned runs scoring in this game by the Miners. First pitch off of the bat of Hooley. Shelby Hooley is popped into center field and caught by Allie Clay. One pitch, one out.
And Cindy Hendricks just has to do her normal job here, David. She's got 2 strikeouts, 1 walk in this ball game, but she has 0 pressure on her now.
That's right.
So
she's got a comfortable lead as Sid Herbstreit steps into the box for the Toppers. There's a foul ball straight back, 4 strike 1. You wonder if Hillsboro is really going to be aggressive here as they need runs.
Yeah, that might cut down their chances of, like you say, base stealing.
Yeah.
Trailing by 5.
Waiting on deck is Riley Himken. Herbstreit again at the plate. She's the first baseman for the Toppers, and there's a pitch that sails to the backstop, 4 ball 1. But again, Sydney Herbstreit, a comfortable 5-0 lead right now. And the Miners with all the momentum on their side. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Herbstreit. Swing and a miss, and it's strike 2. Coming up after this ball game, we've got more regional championships for you, this time baseball, as the Hillsboro Hilltoppers will take on the Staunton Bulldogs in the 2A regional championship from Gillespie. There's a pitch that's low and evens up the count 2-2. Staunton was the 1 seed in the subsectional. I believe Hillsboro was the 4. The 2-2 pitch, good off-speed pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike 3, the 3rd of the game for Sydney Hendricks. And with 2 down, Riley Himken bats. Following the Hillsboro-Staunton baseball game, more high school baseball, a 1A regional championship game as the Mount Olive Wildcats will take on Nokomis. There's a pitch inside for ball 1 to Riley Himken.
And that's probably not the first time that those two have faced off in a regional championship.
No, it is not. Those two teams, very good baseball history. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Count is even, 1-1. Both those teams have had players reach pro ball, too, the minor leagues at least. Mount Olive and Nokomis have, and there's a swing and a miss at a pitch down in middle of the zone, and it's 1-2 now to Himken. Alexis Wolf waiting on deck for Hillsboro if Himken can extend the inning. 1-2 pitch on the way from Sydney Hendricks. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. The 4th strikeout of the game from Sydney Hendricks. We go to the top of the 3rd. It's Gillespie 5, Hillsboro 0. We're back after this on WSMI. Leading off of the top of the 3rd inning for Gillespie is Sydney Hendricks, and she sees strike 1 right down the middle. She's followed by Lexi Bussman and Sydney Byers. The Miners have a 5-0 lead as they bat here in the top of the 3rd inning. Hendricks grounds it softly to the first baseman, Herbstreit. She has it and steps on the bag for the first out of the inning. That brings up Lexi Bussman now. Bussman walked and scored back in the first inning. One of 5 Miners to cross the plate today. 1 of 4 in that first inning. There's a high pitch for ball 1 to Bussman. Again, the winner of this game will face the winner of Williamsville and Pleasant Plains. There's a pitch on the outside corner called strike one. That sectional semifinal game will be played at Gillespie on Tuesday evening. There's a ball outside, 2-1 the count to Lexi Bussman. We will have that game for you, that sectional semifinal softball game for you on Tuesday, regardless of who's playing. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Hooley has it. She fires the first four. The second out of the inning. And maybe, just maybe, the defense is settling down a little bit. With two outs.
A good play, obviously. Didn't have time. You know, that's, you got to field and throw pretty much in the same motion to get these girls out.
So Sydney Byers bats now with two down and the base is empty. And the first pitch she sees is right down the middle for strike one. Byers singled, an RBI single in the first inning, and was stranded at second base. The 0-1 pitch from Kai Hanner, outside and high, ball one.
And Kai Hanner really needed an easy inning, because you think about it, that first inning, that was a lot of pitches.
Yeah. She's only allowed two hits today. There's a line drive into center field. It's going to drop in front of the center fielder, Beck, to extend this inning. That, a clean hit. So with a runner on first and two down now, that brings up Keaton Link, who struck out in the first inning. I want to make sure I calculated that correctly. There's a pitch outside for ball one to Link. Hillsborough with now three hits on the game. Swing and a miss by Link, and it's 1-1. I say Hillsborough, Gillespie with three hits on the game, yeah. Hillsborough still looking for their first hit. 1-1 pitch to Link on the inside corner, called strike two. Again, Hillsborough, the two seed in the subsectional, hosting Gillespie in this regional championship game, who was the three seed. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Waiting on deck is Hannah Barrett, if Link can extend this inning. Hanner got two quick outs before giving up a single. And there's a ground ball to the second baseman. Lyrla, it goes through. It was not to the second baseman. That was another clean hit into right center field. And Link has a two-out single. And now the Miners starting a bit of a two-out rally here in the third inning. They've got runners on first and second, still two out. But Hannah Barrett will bat. She, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Good off-speed pitch there for strike one. Riley Sardi, who was a force for the two games we did with Gillespie softball, not in today's starting lineup. There's a pitch that's high for ball one. But Gillespie so far not needing her. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt gets to the backstop, and the runners will advance a base each.
Looked to be a very simple inning. Got the first two out. Now in jeopardy of a couple runners in scoring position.
Now Hanner's going to have to pitch out of trouble with two runners in scoring position, as you said, Carl. The 2-1 pitch in the dirt gets by, gets all the way to the backstop, and the run is going to score. On the wild pitch, as Sydney Byers has crossed the plate, makes it 6-0. And the count 3-1 on Hannah Barrett. And Barrett can be selective here at the plate. Riley Jarman waiting on deck for the Miners. 3-1 pitch, off speed pitch, misses outside, 4-4. The third walk allowed by Kai Hanner.
That in itself is unusual.
Yeah.
Might see two walks in a whole game. And
Riley Jarman bats, who has reached on a couple of errors today. She's 0-2, both times reaching on errors. She shows bunt and pulls it back in time for ball one as the runner steals second base cleanly.
Boy, the Miners can be super aggressive. They can just try and force the toppers to make plays anytime they get a runner on.
Yes, they can. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Julio, oh no, it was an attempt by Major to get it, and that's going to be a single. As that was going to be a tough play by the third baseman, and because it deflected off of her glove, Hooley had no chance at short. So Jarman reaches on an RBI single that scores two runs.
Wow. But that's more of a legitimate single.
No,
even if they do field the ball, I don't think they can make a play.
I don't think they could either. So an RBI single by Jarman makes it 7-0 here in the top of the third inning. Gillespie pulling away here. And there's a fly ball off the right side and out of play for strike one. Michaela Hayes is the batter. She has struck out and walked. So 0-1 on the day. Miners still with a runner on first and two outs. They've done all of this damage with two outs. As there's a pop-up on the infield. Lyrla calls for it and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But the damage is done as Gillespie does score two runs. They add to this lead, now leading 7-0, or is it 8-0? We'll go ahead and calculate that. During the break, you're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from the Hillsboro Sports Complex in this Class 2A Regional Softball Championship game. And Carl, I stand corrected. It is 8-0. I missed that wild pitch scoring a run. I didn't count it against my tally. So it is 8-0, Gillespie leading Hillsboro in the bottom of the third inning. The Toppers have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in the order batting, and that's Alexis Wolf leading off the bottom of the third, and she looks at a called strike one right down the middle.
Cindy Hendricks just pumping in strikes, 4 Ks in the game, 1 walk.
Faith Holtz waits on deck for the Toppers. She's the designated hitter. There's a line drive right into center field, base hit off the bat of Wolf for the first hit of the game for the Toppers.
And I didn't say she was throwing a no-hitter, which was good.
Yeah.
I would have got blamed.
There you go.
But there's the Toppers' first hit, and they get a leadoff hit. Something they're going to have to look for a crooked number to get back in this ball game.
Yes, they will. Faith Holtz bats now. She's the ninth place hitter. She hits for the right fielder, Hannah Compton. Bats with a runner on first, nobody down, and she swings and misses at strike one.
It was the Toppers' lower part of the order that actually won the game over the Cavaliers.
That's right. 0-1 pitch to Holtz is lined into right field for another base hit. As the ball scoots away a little bit, but nobody will advance on it. So back-to-back singles to lead off this bottom of the third inning. And Hillsboro maybe starting to get something going here. They'll have the right hitters coming up as they've got the top of the order in Haley Major batting. Major struck out swinging in her first plate appearance. Toppers looking for their first run of the game. They trail Gillespie 8-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Major is low. Good block there by Casarda. Going to throw to second, and the runner is back safely as the ball is not handled cleanly by the second baseman, but it wouldn't have mattered. But Tekin going to call timeout and have a courtesy runner. Going to replace the runner at first, which is Faith Holtz. And Hannah Compton going to run for her, so the catcher will stay at second. That was Alexis Wolf. Usually you'll see the catcher come out, but no, not the case here. Maybe trying to show some speed at first base, thinking a single could score Wolf anyway. So the 1-0 pitch to Haley Major is high for ball two. Tekin strategizing here. I think he wanted to make that courtesy runner change earlier, but didn't make it in time. The 2-0 pitch to Major is popped straight back and out of play, and it's 2-1. Fantastic turnout here at this Hillsboro Sports Complex. We've got plenty of lawn chairs. The bleachers are full. Standing room over on the right and left field fences, and the 2-1 pitch is fouled off to the left side and out of play and evens up the count 2-2. Major would love to drive in the first topper run of the game here and chip into that 8-0 Gillespie lead. 2-2 pitch on the way to Major. Good off-speed pitch by Hendricks, and it's a strikeout to Major, her second strikeout of the game, the fifth from Hendricks.
And that one really was a slow one.
Yeah, it was. And that brings up Sheridan Lyerla, who is the second baseman for the Miners, for the Toppers. She grounded out to the first baseman in her first plate appearance, and she looks at a called strike one. Kai Hanner waits on deck for the Toppers. Humid day here at the sports complex, but not unbearable. It's pretty nice. There's a ball low and inside for ball one. Evens up the count, 1-1. I don't have a... not sure who my Diamonds and Dogs play of the game is yet.
I have to go back to the first inning with one of the hits.
Yeah. Well, there's a foul ball off to the right side and out of play. 1-2 the count. Now, there weren't really any hits in the first inning that did anything of consequence.
Yeah, had light
I guess
drive
there
the
were,
outfield
yeah.
That could be. Got by, so not only did it drive in a run, it drove in a couple with
yeah,
the
that's
help
true.
Of an error.
So
at least for right now, it's kind of hard to not go with that.
Yeah. The 1-2 pitch is lined. Going to get right to the shortstop. She'll step on second for the only out.
Ball sounded like it broke the bat. Of course, they're aluminum bats, but she must have hit it off
that
handle.
That can happen. That's a fielder's choice off the bat of Sheridan Lyerla. She reaches first. And Wolf advances to third on the play, but the runner Compton is out at second. So two outs now with runners on the corners for the Toppers and Kai Hanner bats, and she walked in her only plate appearance thus far. First pitch that she sees here in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and got a piece, but right into the catcher's glove. And it's 0-1. Chloe Beck waits on deck if Hanner can extend the inning. Hillsboro just needing to chip away at this 8-run Gillespie lead. 0-1 pitch to Hanner. Low and in the dirt, but good block there. But the runner's going to take second base with no throw. Heads up base running.
Work the batter, baby.
So 1-1 the count to Kai Hanner. Sydney Hendricks walks around the mound a little bit, give herself some breath, and now fires in, and a foul ball off to the right side and out of play for strike two.
Might be set up for that changeup, be it on this pitch or the next one. Maybe she'll do a high and tight one first. Hard one.
Hanner has to be looking for it. We'll see. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Kai Hanner. And it's not an off-speed pitch, and it's fouled off to the right side and out of play. Maybe trying to sneak a fastball past her.
Well, and you kind of wonder, her swing was late, so she might have been looking changeup.
So the 1-2 pitch from Sydney Hendricks on the way to Kai Hanner. There was the off-speed and just got a piece of it to stay alive. Chess match here between these two pitchers. Sydney Hendricks on the mound for Gillespie. Kai Hanner at the plate for the Toppers. Toppers looking for their first runs of the game. They've got them on the corners, and there's a line drive into left field, base hit. That's going to be extra bases and score a pair of runs and get the Toppers on the board off the RBI double by Kai Hanner. That's the best hit ball we've seen all day by either team.
No doubt, a shot all the way to the wall.
Makes it 8-2. Gillespie still with the lead here in the bottom of the third inning. That brings up Chloe Beck, who was a strikeout victim in the first inning. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner. The designated hitter, Elizabeth Day, that's the wrong roster. I'll have it for you in a moment. Kai Hanner is not going to run at second base. It's going to be Claire Tester, the freshman courtesy running at second base. So Claire Tester running for Kai Hanner at second. Chloe Beck bats with a runner on second and two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch that Beck sees is a ball high. As Hillsborough looking to chip away even more, they trail 8-2 in the bottom of the third. Two runs home already in this inning. The 1-0 pitch to Beck is down the middle for a called strike one.
Well, no doubt the Toppers needed that two runs, and the fact that Ty Henner got the hit, maybe that'll relieve some of her frustration of pitching today.
Shelby Hooley waits on deck for the Toppers if Beck can extend the inning. 1-1 pitch is slapped into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit, and the runner is going to come around to score on the play. If she can score before the runner is tagged at second base, the runner is safe at second, so the run does score. I think she would have scored anyway. So an RBI, what do you call that, a double or a single and an error by the right fielder? We'll give her a double, I guess. Didn't quite see it. Makes it 8-3.
Basically, the ball was tailing, so once the outfielder even got to it, she had to kind of keep going toward the fence, which gave her the extra time to go for two.
Yeah. So Beck has the RBI double, and now count 1-0 to Shelby Hooley. 8-3 our score. Hillsborough chipping away little by little. Line drive into right center. That's going to drop and go to the wall. Extra bases. It's 8-4, and in this inning alone, Hillsborough has cut the Gillespie lead in half. Another RBI double, this time off the bat of Shelby Hooley. And the momentum building for the Toppers. This looked like Gillespie was going to cruise with this game.
Through, and wow, Toppers come up with a huge inning here.
8-4, our
score. Definitely got them back in the ballgame. Cut the lead in half.
And still threatening with the runner in scoring position. A runner at second, two down. All these runs have scored with two outs. Double after double after double. Three straight doubles to score four runs. That brings up Sid Herbstreit for the Miners, and she is 0-1 with a strikeout back in the second inning. She's the eighth hitter to bat in this inning. There's a ball that she sees. I think they called that a ball.
I believe it's a ball.
I missed it. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 now on Herbstreit. Herbstreit has a runner on second, two outs. Toppers with four runs home in this third inning. Trailing Gillespie 8-4, and there's a weak ground ball. Oh, good play by the second baseman Barrett. Fires to first to end the inning. But some damage is done as Hillsborough gets four runs back. They trail Gillespie 8-4 as we go to the top of the fourth inning in Hillsborough. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from the Hillsborough Sports Complex, where Hillsborough has chipped away at that Gillespie lead. It was once 8-0, now 8-4, as the Miners bat in the top of the fourth inning, and Mackenzie Casarda lines a foul ball down the left field line. For strike one. Casarda, an RBI single in the first inning, and popped out on an infield fly in the second. They bat in the top of the fourth, and there's a hard ground ball to Sheridan Lyerla. She can't handle it cleanly, and that's another error on the Hillsborough defense. The second of the game on Sheridan Lyerla. So Allie Clay bats now with a runner on first, nobody down. Clay is 0-2 on the day. She reached on an error in the first and flew out to the left fielder in the second. First pitch that Clay sees is high for ball one. Still only in the fourth inning. Plenty of softball to be played.
Not the ball game we would have expected with these two pitchers.
No. 1-0 pitch is a high fly ball on the infield. The first baseman, Herbstreit, calls for it and makes the catch. The ball almost popped out of her glove, but she held on to it.
But that would have been an out anyway, infield fly rule.
Is it? I thought it was runners on first and second.
Oh, well, runner at first, I thought. Otherwise, you can drop the ball and throw it to second.
I think you're allowed to do that with just a runner on first. Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I thought it was runners on first and second was infield fly, but...
Well, like that play, she'd been at first base, and you drop the ball, just tag her and...
Yep. 1-0 the count on Sydney Hendricks, who bats now. She reached on an error in the first and scored. And she sees a strike down the middle for strike one. She also grounded out to the first baseman back in the third. 1-1 pitch, off-speed pitch on the outside corner for strike two. And maybe Kai Hanner settling down a little bit.
Well, I was thinking that double might have rejuvenized her.
Could have.
To the pitching mound.
1-2, oh, good off-speed pitch, and Hendricks is down swinging for the second out of the inning. That's filthy. That's not fair.
Yep, when she's got that right, she is incredibly tough.
And Lexi Bussman, the batter now, with two outs and a runner on first. There's a ball high and outside to Bussman. She walked and scored in the first and grounded out to the shortstop in the third. So 0 for 1 on the day. The 1-0 pitch to Bussman, showing bunt for a hit. The third baseman, Major, has it and fires the first for the third out of the inning. Trying to sneak it past the Hillsborough defense, but that attempt was unsuccessful. We've played 3.5. It's Gillespie 8, Hillsborough 4. Don't go anywhere. We've got quite a ball game from this Hillsborough Regional Championship game. We're right back after these messages. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with Hillsborough batting and trailing Gillespie 8-4. And leading off for the Toppers is Riley Hempkin, who was the only hitter not to bat last inning. She is 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. She's followed by Alexis Wolf and then Faith Holtz. If anybody reaches, Haley Major. First pitch to Hempkin is inside for ball one. Hillsborough scored 4 runs in the third inning to cut the lead in half. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a pitch that was in the dirt for strike one. On the bottom of the order, got a rally started in the last inning for Hillsborough. We'll see if they do it again. 1-1 pitch from Hendricks is a fly ball off to the right side and out of play. Well, 1-2. It looked like it was going to be all Gillespie as they had an 8-0 lead and were cruising with all the momentum. Then Hillsborough scored 4 runs and has made this game much more interesting. 1-2 pitch to Hempkin. Oh, fouled that off her hands, and we'll do it again. Jammed her. Again, Alexis Wolf waiting on deck, who singled and scored as she got the rally started for the Toppers last inning. The top half of this inning, the fourth inning, was the first time Gillespie has not scored today. The 1-2 pitch, high for ball two. This crowd has been in this game all day. 1-2 pitch on the way to Riley Hempkin. Swing and fouls off a fastball low, and we'll do it again. I may have said 1-2. The count is 2-2, I should say. The 2-2 pitch on the way to the topper left fielder from Sydney Hendricks. Just got a piece off the end of the bat. We'll do it again.
And if you remember, it was a foul tip by Kai Hanner on the changeup. Just barely got a piece before she starts the rally with a double.
Yeah, before she drove in the first 2 runs for the Toppers. So the 2-2 pitch, we'll do it again with Sydney Hendricks looking for her sign. She has it and fires. Another foul ball. Good at bat here by the topper left fielder.
So, yeah, that one pitch fouled off, gave her life. Otherwise, that inning would have ended with a couple runners on, runs in.
Hendricks needing to settle down for Gillespie. The 2-2 pitch to Hempkin. Another foul as it hit her. It hit her. Was she in the strike zone or in the batter's box? She was, and we'll do it again. It did touch her. We know that for a fact. The ball was not in the strike zone, but Hemkin still was. So we'll do it again. A very loud nothing, pretty much. The 2-2 pitch. Inside and low for ball three. Missed the zone.
So the hitter drinks five strikeouts, one walk so far in the game.
It's the first three-ball count in a while since the first inning. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Hemkin. Inside for ball four. Fantastic at-bat for Riley Hemkin, working a leadoff walk. And now Alexis Scott, who started the rally with a leadoff single in the third inning, bats with a runner on first and nobody down. The first pitch to Wolf is down the middle for strike one. Again, the winner of this game will face the winner of Williamsville and Pleasant Plains on Tuesday at the Gillespie Sectional, the semifinal game. Oh, one pitch is outside, and they've got the runner hung up, but Steele's going to be safe at second as the ball goes in to right field. Another error, this one on the catcher, Casarda.
Had her picked off.
She did. The pitch was outside for a ball. It's 1-1 on Alexis Wolf, and now another runner in scoring position for the Toppers. Nobody out. The 1-1 pitch to Wolf. High for ball two. Good take for the Topper catcher. Faith Holtz waits on deck for Hillsboro. The Toppers still just trying to chip away. They were down 8-0 in this ball game. They are now down 8-4 and still threatening. Here's a bunt attempt right back to the pitcher. Sidney Hendricks has it and fires the first for the first out of the inning. The sacrifice is good.
And now, just trailing by the four runs, you can play for that one run here this early in the ballgame.
That's right.
And get closer.
So that brings up Faith Holtz, who singled and was cut down on the fielder's choice in the third inning. She bats with a runner on third and one out. First pitch to Holtz is popped up straight back and out of play for strike one. Five strikeouts on the day for Sidney Hendricks to two walks. Has allowed four runs. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Faith Holtz. Inside for ball one. Hillsboro just needs base runners. They've done a good job of not panicking. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt gets all the way back to the backstop. The play at the plate, and she is out at the plate. What a play! What a play there by Mackenzie Casarda and Sydney Hendricks, as that was close, but she was out. And Tekin explaining to the runner that she probably shouldn't have gone. And that'll stop a rally really quick. So two outs now as Hemkin cut down on the wild pitch.
Might be a momentum switch change play on that one. Losing the runner at home.
The 2-1 pitch is lined into right field, all the more.
And then you get the
crucial
hit
there. So a two-out single for Faith Holtz could have been much bigger. That runner would have still been at third, but nevertheless, it's still base runners for Hillsboro. That, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game nominee right there because of the way things could have been going.
Go the way this going, game's going, David. We might have something else come out.
Well, that's right. Swing and a miss by Haley Major for strike one. As she bats, she's 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. She bats with a runner on first and two down. She has not looked good at the plate either. Oh, 0-1 pitch, and it hit her right off her knee. Well, another base runner. Didn't have time to move out of the way of that fastball, and now the Toppers with two runners on. Boy, It just seems with each batter that out at the plate even more crucial. So runners on first and second for Sheridan Lyerla with two outs. She sees strike one right down the middle. Lyerla grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning and reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Also scored. A one pitch to Lyerla. High for ball one. Toppers needing runs. They trail 8-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sydney Henricks on the mound for Gillespie. The 1-1 pitch to Lyerla. Inside for ball two. Even getting just one run here in this inning would be big for Hillsboro after a big momentum swing, it looked like. What had the makings of a big inning has turned into potential trouble for the Topper offense. The 2-1 pitch to Lyerla, fouled. And now Henricks is a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Might we see an off-speed pitch?
Very likely.
Count is 2-2. Runners on first and second, two out. Bottom of the fourth inning to Sheridan Lyerla. The pitch. No, it's a fastball inside. She missed. It's a full count. 3-2. Good at bat by Lyerla. The runners will probably be off. And why wouldn't you be? The 3-2 pitch on the way to Sheridan Lyerla. Ground ball to the third baseman, that's Bussman, and she just steps on third base for the third out of the inning. So the rally deadened, and a lot of it had to do with the out at the plate. Fantastic play by Mackenzie Casarda and Sydney Henricks. We've played four. After four, it's Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. Who wants to be the Class 2A Hillsboro Regional Softball Champions? Gillespie or Hillsboro? Well, the Toppers are batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing Gillespie 8-4. And leading off for Hillsboro is Kai Hanner, who is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. Also walked back in the first inning, but was stranded. She swings and misses at strike one here. She's had the best contact of anybody all day.
Definitely the hardest hit ball all the way to the wall.
Barreled it up. 0-1 pitch on the way to Hanner from Sydney Henricks. A pop-up on the infield, and the shortstop, or third baseman, Bussman, calls for it for the first out of the inning. Good start for Henricks here. That first out, always important.
It is. When you get those leadoff walks, they do seem to score, and if you get that first out, it seems like you can cruise through the inning, even if you give up a walk or a hit later.
Yeah. Chloe Beck bats now, and she sees strike one down the middle. She is 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout, also scored a run. You know, one pitch. Off-speed pitch, low for ball one. Tried to catch her guessing, but Beck did not take the bait. 1-1 pitch on the way from Henricks is blooped off to the right side and out of play for foul ball and strike number two. Still some time, but running out of it are the Toppers. They trail 8-4. The 1-2 pitch to Chloe Beck is high for two, for ball two. I'm still going to say it right now. Our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game is the play at the plate when Mackenzie Casarda caught Sydney Henricks trying to take home plate as there's a foul ball on a wild pitch. And that thwarted a rally.
A base hit the next batter.
Yeah.
Would have scored the runner from third.
The next two hitters reached on hits, and man, it killed it. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. And there is a high pop up. It's in a no man's land. Oh, what a basket catch made by the left fielder, Keaton Link.
Don't think she got a good beat on it quickly.
No,
it took her a while to get going. It was hit up pretty high.
So two outs now and nobody on for Shelby Hooley, who has doubled and popped out to the center fielder. She doesn't swing at that one, and she's ahead 1-0. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop. Jarman has it and fires the first for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 go the Toppers in the bottom of the fifth inning. We head to the sixth. After five, it's Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from the beautiful Hillsboro Sports Complex in Hillsboro, Illinois. We're headed to the top of the sixth inning, Gillespie batting, and leading Hillsboro in this Class 2A regional championship game, softball. The Miners have the top of the order batting in Riley Jarman, followed by Michaela Hayes and Mackenzie Casarda. If anybody reaches, Ellie Clay. And ball one is thrown to Jarman, who batted in the first three innings and hasn't hit since the third inning. Ball two to Jarman. Jarman reached on an error in the first and scored, reached on an error in the second and scored, and got an RBI single in the third and was stranded there. She pops it up off to the right side and out of play for strike one. So Jarman is 1-for-3 on the day, but has been on base three times. Kai Hanner has settled down since the first three innings. Did she offer? She did, and check swing means it's 2-2. The winner advances to the Gillespie sectional. There's a ground ball to the third baseman, Major. She has it. A high throw, another error, and Jarman stumbles rounding first base, and she'll head back there, and I think she may have done something to her leg. May have rolled her ankle or something. She's holding her ankle, so we'll take a breather here.
Seen the chance to go to second, and yeah, I think she twisted the ankle.
That was a tough play. It was going to be a tough play. It had to be quick, but they should have had her at first base, should Major. So another error on the Hillsboro third baseman. Fortunate it didn't turn into something worse for the Toppers, as Jarman stumbled around first base and had to return there. But now, unfortunately for Gillespie, Jarman is not at 100%, or doesn't appear to be. She may have rolled her ankle. Gonna warm it up here, see if she can keep going. She says she's okay, so she's gonna stay in the game. She's tough. So the Miners have their leadoff batter on in the top of the sixth inning.
Now we'll have to see. Now, I'm pretty sure she would have made second pretty easily.
Yep.
If she didn't slip and fall.
So Hayes shows bunt and fouls it into the catcher's mitt for strike one. Hayes on the day, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. There's a ball there. And it's 1-1. Scoreboard briefly showed 2-0, but it was 1-1 as that bunt attempt did hit the bat. Another bunt attempt off the bat, and it's 1-2 now. Hayes struggling to get the bunt down. Hanner has 6 strikeouts on the day so far to go along with 3 walks. The 1-2 pitch to Hayes is fouled back and will do it again. Boy, Jarman still doesn't look comfortable at first base right now.
Still a little gimpy.
The 1-2 pitch on the inside corner called strike 3.
Number 7 comes for Kai Hanner, her 7th strikeout of this ball game.
And that's big. Now Mackenzie Casarda bats with one out and a runner on first. Casarda 1 for 3 on the day. There's a ball outside, 1-0 the count. Casarda, an RBI single in the first. She also scored a run that inning. 1-0 pitch is popped up on the shallow outfield, and the center fielder now drifting back, and Chloe Beck makes the catch for the second out of the inning. That carried a little bit further than anyone thought.
Yeah, it did carry a long ways.
Looked like it was going to stay just on the lip of the outfield grass, but it ended up carrying quite a ways. And now with two down, Allie Clay bats. Clay is 0 for 3 on the day. She reached on an error in the first inning. The pitch is high for ball one. Waiting on deck is Sydney Henricks. If Clay can extend this inning. Both of these pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches today. There's a pop-up on the infield that's going to go out of play. For strike two, or strike one, rather.
Well, you're right there. I'm estimating they both probably have thrown what they normally would in a seven-inning game.
Yeah.
With those big innings both of them having.
1-1 pitch outside for ball two. So 2-1 the count to Allie Clay. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Gillespie with a runner on first and two outs. A pop-up that's going to go out of play again. It's 2-2. Gillespie leading Hillsboro in the sixth, 8-4. The Miners had an 8-0 lead. It was cut in half in the third inning. And a ground ball, hard ground ball to the third baseman, Major. She fires to first for the third out of the inning. So the Miners get the leadoff runner on, but they strand her there. And after 5.5, it's Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for Hillsboro is Sid Herbstreit, followed by Riley Himkin and Alexis Wolf. The Toppers needing base runners. They trail 8-4 in this regional championship game. First pitch to Herbstreit, inside and low for ball one. Herbstreit 0-2 on the day. Toppers running out of time.
Six outs the Miners need to claim the regional championship.
1-0 pitch. Called strike one. Refresh my memory, Carl. Was this the regional championship game last year? Gillespie was in the championship game, but I think was Hillsboro in it too?
Well, I think they met in the sectional last year.
Did they?
They went different directions. And okay. Miners won the first game against Hillsboro last year.
There's a swing and a miss for strike two, and Herbstreit is down on the count, 1-2.
I'm just not sure if it was like Pleasant Plains that got him then in the championship.
There's a ball high, and it's 2-2 now. Well, Gillespie, I know for a fact, is looking for their second straight regional championship.
Right. They had the regionals and the sectionals in Gillespie last year.
Actually, I think it might be third straight because they won the year before that, too. 2-2 pitch to Herbstreit. Popped up straight back and out of play. Toppers looking to get their leadoff hitter on. The count is 2-2 to the Hillsboro first baseman. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Strikeout number six, but it's been a while since Sydney Henricks got that, recorded a strikeout.
That'll bring up Riley Himkin, who is 0-2 on the day, but she did reach on an error in the fourth inning and was cut down trying to take home on a wild pitch. She swings and misses at a pitch there. That, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game right now. Why do you ask? Because it completely turned momentum around.
And then cost a run for sure, if not two.
Yeah. There's a foul ball, and Himkin down in the count, 0-2. Yes, because it looked like it was all Gillespie. Then Hillsboro had mounted a four-run inning and started to look like they were going to add on some more in the next inning, and that shifted things completely. And ever since then, Gillespie's had all the momentum. they haven't scored again since then. Gillespie hasn't, but they've been able to hold Hillsborough in check. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Riley Himken. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. Another strikeout, the seventh of the day for Henricks. And with two outs, Alexis Wolf is the batter.
It was the bottom part of the order that got the toppers going, I do believe, in their four-run rally.
It was Alexis Wolf who did it. And she looks at a pitch right down the middle for strike one. Wolf led off the inning with a single and scored the first run of the game off the RBI double by Kai Hanner. She's down in the count here, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch, and it's 0-2. Sydney Henricks looking much sharper here. She looked great in the first two innings, not so great in the third and fourth innings. In the fifth and sixth, she's looked fantastic. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and strikes out the side, does Sydney Henricks. Miners are feeling it now. We head to the final inning. Gillespie bats in the top of the seventh, leading Hillsborough 8-4. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from the Hillsborough Sports Complex. We are in the final inning of play, the top of the seventh inning, and Gillespie bats with an 8-4 lead over Hillsborough in this regional championship game. Leading off for the Miners, is Sydney Henricks. She looks at strike one. She is followed by Lexi Bussman and Sydney Byers. Henricks reached on an error and scored in the first inning. Grounded out to the first baseman in the third and struck out in the fourth. There's a foul ball off the bat of Henricks, and now she's down in the count, 0-2. Kai Hanner looking for a quick inning here so the Toppers can get back into their dugout and score some runs. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was a fastball that Henricks had no chance at.
Low and away and sinking.
Those two today have had quite the chess match when facing each other, Henricks and Hanner. So with one out now, Lexi Bussman bats. And she hits a fly ball off to the right side. The second baseman, Lila, can't handle it, and she drops it, her third error of the game. How much did the sun play a factor there? Perhaps.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Winds really should have helped her, if anything.
Yeah.
Drive through it, baby. Through it.
So a one-out error, and the Miners have a runner on first. And Sydney Byers at the plate. Byers, 2-for-3 on the day. Ball right there. Eight to four, Gillespie leading Hillsborough and batting here in the top of the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch is high and outside for ball two. I didn't bring my sunblock, Carl, and I think I'm going to pay for it afterwards.
The game's gone longer, yeah, time-wise, than we would have anticipated.
There's another one high, ball three now. I can feel my skin burning. So 3-0 the count on Sydney Byers with a runner on first and one down. Pitch down the middle for strike one. Still a hitter's count for the minor first baseman, Byers. 3-1 pitch is low for ball four.
An uncharacteristic fourth walk by Kai Hanner.
So now two runners on for Gillespie, and only one out.
And Gillespie obviously could just play for a run here.
Keaton
with a four-run lead, you know. Again, that fifth would just be an extra plum.
That's right. Keaton Link, the batter. She is 1-for-3 on the day with a single and a run scored. She bats with runners on first and second.
I think we're going to have a courtesy runner. The Miners.
So Byers will not bat or not run. It's going to be Shelby Taylor. I think there's a courtesy runner at second. No, that's not right because Bussman did reach. Yeah, so Shelby Taylor, the courtesy runner for Gillespie at first, running for Sydney Byers. Those are insurance runs for Gillespie. First pitch to Keaton Link. Down the middle, strike one. Hannah Barrett waits on deck for the Miners. The 0-1 pitch to the Miner left fielder. Swing and a miss, and it's strike two. This orange for both teams has thrown me off at times. That's why I've struggled to tell who's batting.
I'm glad they're totally different in the pants with white and black.
Swing and a miss, strike three. And now two outs for Gillespie. And the ninth place hitter, Hannah Barrett, bats. Barrett, 0 for 2 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. She's also walked and scored.
Well, Kai, is that her normal strikeouts? 9 for the game. She usually gets to that 9-10 mark quite often.
There's a ball outside. 1-0 the count on Barrett. Barrett looking to extend this inning for Gillespie and add on to that Gillespie 4-run lead. Foul ball off to the right side and out of play. The count now 1-1. Hanner has her sign. The 1-1 pitch is high for ball two. Sometimes Wolf doesn't look ready for that fastball behind the plate, but it's just because of the speed of the pitch. Good off-speed pitch there, and it's 2-2. Caught Barrett looking. Now the count is even. Two balls, two strikes. Runners on first and second. Swing and a miss by Barrett. And the side is retired as Hanner strikes out the side. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Last chance to dance for the Toppers. It's 8-4, Gillespie leading. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Gillespie Miners are three outs away from a regional championship here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. The Toppers will have the 9-1-2 batters in the order. Faith Holtz, Haley Major, and Sheridan Lyerla. If anybody can reach, Kai Hanner. Holtz, 2 for 2 on the day with a pair of singles. She looks at strike one on the inside corner there. Sydney Hendricks on the mound for Gillespie has had a very interesting game. She was brilliant in the first two innings, not good in the third and fourth innings, and brilliant in the fifth and sixth innings. As there's a
in her
ball
best that, inning, last inning, she struck out the side.
That's right.
Late in the game. We was mentioning how both pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches in this game.
Holtz grounds a ball foul down the left field line. Now she's down in the count 0-2. The pitch from Sydney Hendricks to Faith Holtz. Good off-speed pitch. Catches her swinging for strike three. And back to the top of the order now in Haley Major.
So four straight strikeouts.
Major, 0 for 2 on the day with two strikeouts, was also hit by a pitch and stranded at first. Miners, two outs away. Right down the middle, called strike one. Major has not looked comfortable at the plate. The 0-1 pitch, it pops this one straight back and out of play, and now she's in the hole, 0-2. Hendricks has all the confidence in the world right now. A 4-run lead and two outs away from a regional title. The 0-2 pitch is popped up on the infield. The catcher! It's
fouled. Fouled off the player.
Fouled off the mask. Okay. How rare is that? A very loud foul ball. Fouled off the mask. How about that? So we'll do it again. 0-2 the count to Haley Major. Got a piece there, too. Straight back.
Stayed alive.
Yeah.
Fly one by, baby eight. Let's go.
Hillsborough needing base runners. They trail by four in the seventh inning. Miners trying to shut the door. The 0-2 pitch to Major. fouled it off the catcher's mask, and we'll do it again. Major staying alive. So the sun is going to hide for a little bit with the cloud cover. Waiting on deck is Sheridan Lyrla. Hendricks steps back on the rubber, has her sign and the pitch. Yeah! Swing and a miss! Strike two, strike three rather. And now...
five strikeouts in a row by Sydney Hendricks.
What a performance by Sydney Hendricks. And now Hillsboro down to their last out in the form of Sheridan Lyrla, who is 0 for 3 on the day, but has reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch to Lyrla. Line drive down the right field line. It's foul. Strike one.
And Sydney with 10 total strikeouts, two walks, a hit batsman. Basically just has one really bad inning and then the key play of the game.
That's right.
In the other inning and pretty much has controlled the Toppers' offense.
The 0-1 pitch on the way to Lyrla. Down the middle, called strike two, and now Gillespie is one strike away from a regional title. Will they do it, and will it be off of Sydney Hendricks' sixth straight strikeout? Nope, not yet. High ball high. Trying to get her to chase that rising fastball, but Lyrla didn't take the bait. 1-2 the count. Pitch on the way to Lyrla. Swing and a miss, and Gillespie again regional champions in 2018. What a performance by Sydney Hendricks and the Gillespie Miners as Hendricks strikes out the final six batters of the game and retires nine in a row to end the game.
Both pitchers looked fantastic at the end of the game, David. It's hard to explain how they both had those big innings.
Yes, they did. So congratulations to the Gillespie Miners, 2018 regional champions here in Hillsboro at this Class 2A softball regional championship game. We'll step aside and recap this one on the other side of the break here on WSMI. We're right back after these messages. Yep, I'm still going with the play at the plate for the nine errors. Good grief.
I think that kind of
total or just for Hillsboro?
Yeah, it should be all of them. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Just for Hillsboro because Gillespie had a few
too. Oh,
that's
theirs, yeah, Hillsboro's. Okay. Gillespie's just got...
All right. Okay. So, you ready to go? FM 106. Congratulations, first of all, to the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers for a fantastic season, finishing as in second place in this regional championship game, losing out to Gillespie in this 2018 regional championship game. But again, congratulations to the 2018 Hillsboro Class 2A softball regional champions, the Gillespie Miners. And what a game it was by Sydney Hendricks, Carl.
It was an outstanding game by Sydney Hendricks. And the Toppers really hit her hard in the inning they scored in as they had three straight doubles. But, boy, she really took control at the end of the game, striking six out in a row.
I know that's three straight regional championships for Gillespie. It might be four, but I can't confirm that. But congratulations again to Gillespie. Our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game, kind of an unorthodox play of the game. It came back in the fourth inning. Hillsboro had just scored four runs the prior inning, and they were looking to add on more. In the following inning, they had their leadoff runner on, and it sacrificed her all the way over to third with one out. And then a wild pitch happened, and Riley Hempkin was thrown out at the plate trying to score on the wild pitch, and from there all the momentum shifted back over to the side of the Gillespie Miners, and it completely changed the outlook of the game.
It did seem to change it, and we know there was two hits after that that could have been a huge inning again for the Toppers, but the play at the plate at home where the Cindy Hendricks made the tag on the runner, which kind of took a combination of a good play by both of them to get that out at home.
Indeed it did. So once again, our final score, Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4, the Gillespie Miners, 2018 Class 2A regional champions here at Hillsboro. Carl, final thoughts?
Well, it wasn't exactly the type of game we expected, 8-4 by no means,
no.
But yeah, have to respect how well Gillespie defense played this game and put a little negative on the spin on the Toppers that early inning where they
ended up
9 total errors in this game. So they really had to look at themselves. They kind of gave that game away.
And Kai Hanner did not pitch poorly by any means. No. It's just the defense really let her down at times. And sometimes I think Kai felt she had to overpitch. And
that sometimes leads to those hits, too, I think.
It does. So once again, congratulations to Hillsboro on a fantastic season. They have no reason to hang their heads. They did play very well this season, just finishing out losing in the regional championship game. But congratulations to Gillespie, the 2018 regional champions. Again, third straight year they have won a regional. Might be four, but I'd have to check it with the internet. Again, our final score, Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you hear on this broadcast, for without them, none of this is possible. We can't bring you any high school sports. Thanks again back to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job, as always. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Hillsboro High School, for treating us so well this week and throughout this season. Again, our final score, Gillespie 8, Hillsboro 4. We've got more regional action for you, regional championship action for you. It's Staunton and Hillsboro baseball for you right after these messages on WSMI. For now, for Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins saying so long.